Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's Tuesday, February the 20th. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'm excited to talk with Brother Andrew today about that. But before we get there, let's go to Psalm 115 and verse 1. This is our memory verse. You get a chance to say this tomorrow night in our group time. But Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." And I'll do that one more time. Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." All right, there's the memory verse and a good one too. Let's go ahead to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And like I said, Brother Andrew's here with us today. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and read our key verse and then let you tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Sounds good.
So 1 Corinthians 15 verse 17, we find these words, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins."
There is so much in this chapter. I mean, doctrinally, I remember diving into this chapter in Bible college and just so much here to wrap your mind around. But there's also practical stuff, and that's, I kind of want to talk about something extremely basic but so important today.
Yeah.
And that's found right here in this verse, talking about Christ and raising from the dead and our faith. You know, there's a whole lot of things we believe in as Christians, and this whole podcast go into a lot of principles that we should put into our lives and, you know, good things that the Bible teaches us to do and things that we as Christians should be doing.
Right.
But there are some beliefs that are fundamental and core to the Christian faith that we find in the Bible.
Amen.
And they're part of, you know, what makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely one of them. And that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it talks there in verse 17, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins." And again, you could dive down a big theological trail here.
Right.
And maybe some listeners will head into that realm and, you know, go into that. But for today, I just want to look at this importance of the resurrection. And, you know, if the Lord had not raised from the dead,
yeah,
if Christ was still in the grave, he had not conquered death,
yeah,
then everything we're doing as Christians would be in vain.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd be lost in our sins.
Right, right.
You know, we know that in John, the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
Death, that's the penalty for sin. So all of us have sinned. We all deserve death.
Right.
And the only way that the Lord conquered sin was by defeating death, the punishment for sin.
Yes.
He conquered death. He rose from the grave like no other man could do, and he did it.
Right.
If he had not conquered that, he would not have conquered the power that sin has on us.
Right. Yeah.
So sin is a powerful thing. You know, it really is. It holds a lot of sway over a lot of people.
Yes.
And we can't defeat sin. We as humans are not nearly strong enough to defeat sin or the devil.
Yep.
And so we on our own are lost in our sin.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We have no chance of defeating it. We are just living in our sin. And any kind of faith we might have had in the Lord or any other would be totally in vain.
Yeah.
Because if the Lord had not risen from the grave, if he had not conquered death, our faith that we have would be in nothing.
Yes.
And really we'd be doing all of this stuff, trying to be good to people, trying to apply principles in our life for no reason.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Paul is saying here.
Right.
But the good thing is he actually did rise from the grave.
He sure did.
He did. He conquered that death, and that gives us a full reason to do everything that we do.
Amen. Right.
And just an amazing Savior that has conquered death so that when we live our lives for him, it means something. We have that assurance that we're going to heaven when we die. We're serving a risen Savior, and it gives us, like we talked about yesterday, peace in our lives.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, just kind of thinking about this as you were talking about it, you know, there are some people who believe in a higher being.
Yeah.
You know, who just simply believe that, well, okay, the only way you could explain all of this is that a higher being, whatever that was, created us. Mm-hmm. But he's out of touch with his creation. He's just kind of, right, you know, wound it up, and he's allowing it to unfold.
Yeah.
You know, but even thinking about everything that we have, because the Lord didn't take that approach,
right,
you know, and that he wants a relationship with us that, yeah, has, you know, resulted in him sending his son to die for us, and, you know, yeah, rising from the grave, giving us victory, hope for, you know, the future and all that comes with that. I just have to think that if those who, you know, ascribe to, let's say, theism, mm-hmm, you know, if that were true, I have a hard time believing that we would even be around to this day. I mean, can you imagine if the Christian hope was removed from the ages? You know,
oh my.
I mean, the nuke would have blown ourselves, yeah, to smithereens. I just have to think that,
yeah,
you know, the existence of hope and Christianity has been keeping back, you know, the works of Satan,
yeah,
you know, for years and years and years.
Right, right.
So to kind of go down that trail just a little bit,
right,
you know, as you were kind of talking about.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing to me that it all rides on that one fact that Jesus,
yeah,
rose from the dead.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Our hope,
mm-hmm,
for eternal life.
Right.
Our peace here on this earth.
Yes.
The purpose that we find in pleasing Christ,
yes,
all of that rides on the fact that he rose from the dead.
Yeah.
It's such a key belief, and we find it here in the Bible. And for all those listening, this has to be something we are sure of.
Mm-hmm.
We are absolutely sure of, and we are convinced, and we believe that the Lord did in fact rise again.
Yeah.
That is so foundational. And there are other religions, and I'm sure the devil's behind it, that try to undermine that.
Right.
And say, well, Jesus wasn't really God.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really rise from the, you know, second guessing that.
Yeah.
This is something that we must believe.
Yes.
We absolutely have to hold on to this with all of our lives.
Yes.
Because it is the basis for just about everything we do as Christians.
Yeah. Right. And it's a, you know, it's a resurrection that no other religions can claim.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Muhammad, Buddha, you know, whoever, you know, those leaders, those propagandists, you know,
mm-hmm,
people who created something and, you know, deceived a lot of people, some, I think, with the help of the devil and,
right,
you know, his forces,
mm-hmm,
you know, there may be to some regard, you know, a lingering legacy of people who have, you know, ascribed to that religion, if we could put it that way, but nobody can claim what we understand to be true about the Word of God,
yeah,
and our Savior, the,
absolutely,
Messiah, who came, lived a sinless life, died on the cross for our sins, but without a doubt resurrected,
mm,
and to provide all those things that you talked about.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, that's great. The vital resurrection, I think, is what you entitled this devotional,
yes,
and I think it's so appropriate. That's fantastic. Mm. All right. Well, let's rejoice in the resurrection of Christ, the ability to live the resurrected life,
yes,
even today, to live in victory. Let's do that, teens, parents, who's ever listening. Let's live in victory today. All right. Before we go, I want to mention our teenager the day, and we're praying for Giselle. So we'll pray for her, and I want you to know, Giselle, that we're thinking of you, and we hope that you have a great day in the Lord. And then tomorrow, we get to have tea time, which I always look forward to that on Wednesdays.
Absolutely.
And that'll be here before we know it. So, everybody, have a great day. And Brother Andrew, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
And we'll see everybody next time.